Hi, I'm Laura Flanders of The Laura Flanders Show. Watch every week on Free Speech TV, Link TV, YouTube, or if you're in New York, CUNY TV. Prefer to listen? Subscribe to the free podcast at lauraflanders.org. I end every week with a commentary. I call it the F word. Here's this week's. When French protesters hit the streets in opposition to the policies of President Macron, the Wall Street Journal called it a global carbon tax revolt and sounded surprisingly sympathetic. Quote, "Nothing reveals the disconnect between ordinary voters and an aloof political class more than carbon taxation," wrote the editors. Rupert Murdoch's journal wasn't the only money media to find in the French a protest movement to get excited about. Especially when those actions turned violent, the very same U.S. media that are loath to cover protests here and beyond skimpy in their reporting of everywhere else were all over the so-called Yellow Vest Rebellion. And no wonder, along with the close-ups on the graffiti at the Arc de Triomphe and the burning cars on the Champs-Élysées, the reporters were able to tot up the damage to people and property and the French presidency for taking action on climate, and to make their real point, namely, the lessons for Democrats. "France yellow vest protests should be a lesson for green activists in the U.S., Fox News declared bluntly. "Better think twice," they and others intoned, "before acting on climate demands if you're the leadership of the new House." There's just one problem. The French protests are complicated. The enemy here isn't climate policy, it's neoliberalism, wrote Kate Aronoff in Jacobin. By many accounts, Macron's paying the price not so much for taxing carbon as for ignoring inequality and passing tax breaks for the rich while pushing more austerity on people already at breaking point. As for carbon taxes, what American Green New Deal activists want aren't carbon taxes, an idea that really came from the right. They want investment in public infrastructure and a staged phase out of fossil fuel, along with a fast phase in of green jobs. Conveniently enough, thousands of young Green New Deal activists were just then flooding Congress as the French protests were reaching their climax. But getting the facts from them about their demands wouldn't have been as convenient. And it would have required not just talking about, but talking to actual protesters on both sides of the Atlantic. Watch this week's episode of The Laura Flanders Show or subscribe to the free audio podcast at lauraflanders.org or wherever it is that you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening and for your support. Make a contribution today to The Laura Flanders Show. And thanks.